Galileo, Albert Einstein, and J. Robert Oppenheimer. Consider artists like Da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Vincent van Gogh, my favourite, who was so superior that it drove him insane. And above all, don't forget athletically superior beings like Jim Thorpe, Babe Didrikson Zacharias, and Jesse Owens. Humbly, I include myself on this superhuman spectrum as well, and deservedly so, as you shall soon see. In short, people like me are born for great things. We seek adversity. We seek to conquer. We seek to break through all limits, spiritually, politically, artistically, scientifically, and physically. We seek to right wrongs in the face of monumental odds. And we're willing to suffer for greatness. Willing to embrace dogged effort and endless preparation with the fervour of a martyr, which to my mind are exceptional traits in any human being from any age. At the moment, I have to admit that I'm certainly feeling exceptional, standing here in the garden of Sir Denton Marshall, a snivelling, corrupt old bastard, if there ever was one. Look at him on his knees, his back to me, and my knife at his throat. Why, he trembles and shakes as if a stone has just clipped his head. Can you smell it? Fear. It surrounds him as rank as the air after a bomb explodes. Why? He gasps. You've angered me, monster. I snarl at him, feeling a rage deeper than primal split my mind and seethe through every cell. You've helped ruin the games, made them an abomination and a mockery of their intent. What? Marshall cries, acting bewildered. What are you talking about? I deliver the evidence against him in three damning sentences, whose impact turns the skin of his neck livid and his carotid artery a sickening, pulsing purple. No, he sputters. That's not true. You can't do this. Have you gone utterly mad? Mad? Me? I say. Hardly. I'm the sanest person I know. Please, he says, tears rolling down his face. Have mercy. I'm to be married on Christmas Eve. My laugh is as caustic as battery acid. In another life, Denton, I ate my own children. You'll get no mercy from me or my sisters. As Marshall's confusion and horror become complete, I look up into the night sky, feeling storms rising in my head, and understanding once again that I am superior. A superhuman, imbued with forces that go back thousands of years. For all true Olympians, I vow, this act of sacrifice marks the beginning of the end of the modern games. Then I wrench the old man's head back so that his back arches, and before he can scream, I rip the blade furiously back with such force that his head comes free of his neck, all the way to his spine. Part 1. The Furies. Chapter 1. Thursday, the 26th of July, 2012, 9:24 a.m. It was mad dog hot for London. Peter Knight's shirt and jacket were drenched with sweat as he sprinted north on Chesham Street, past the Diplomat Hotel, and skidded